Okay, today is Daf Kuf Hey. We are on up to the new Mishnah on the new Perek on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. I believe this is the last Perek of the Mishnah.
That's it.
We're in the home stretch, as they say. A lot of Agarta. Today's a lot of Agarta. Okay. Shnei Dayane Gezeros Hayu BeYerushalayim. There were two judges that made Gezeros in Yerushalayim. So right away, it's hard to say it means judges. How do you have a judge? How do you have a Bezdin with two judges? Most say it means two Bezdins. It's two Bezdins in Yerushalayim that they make Gezeros. One was Admon's Bezdin, Ben Avishalom, and the other one was Chanan. One second. I'm sorry. Admon, Vichanan, Ben Avishalom. Those are the two. So right away, Tosfos says, "What? No. Two different Dayanim.
Yeah.
Two different Dayanim.
Admon,
Ben Avishalom. Right. Admon's one.
And
both say
Chanan, both from the same father.
No, I don't think so. I think it's Admon, comma.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think most hold that it was two different Bezdins. Admon had a Bezdin, and Chanan had a Bezdin. You can't have a Bezdin with two people.
Right.
So it must be they were the old Bezdins, right? So right away Tosfos says, interesting Tosfos, he says, Hachi Goris Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam had a girsa like this, like what? What we did was mention people's names. It's Avishalom, the Hall of Meir, the Amar Perak Chelek. The Av Shalom ain't lo chelik olam haba. Av Shalom doesn't have a chelik in olam haba. Hechi maskinan b'shmei. So how could somebody name their child Av Shalom? How could someone do that? You don't name it after Rishayim. Therefore, it must be Avi Shalom. And Kosovo goes on and on about other people with bad names. I saw in the back over here, it says an interesting thing. He says that anytime you find the name in the Torah or Navi, for example, he talks about Shal HaMelech. So the only other Shaul that we know of is Shaul ben Akhnatis, who's a Rasha. So how did Shaul's mother name him Shaul?
There's an argument
on
that.
So it could be an argument, or you could just have another answer. There were other Shauls out there that were not Rishayim. So you have
that's
to...
That's Shmuel.
What?
That's Shmuel.
No, so then it's Shmuel the Tshuva. So now you have to say that there was no one else ever born that anybody named Av Shalom.
We don't have any...
And therefore... There's no one else named Avshalom. So the only Avshalom out there is a Rasha, and therefore you can never name Avshalom. Like Monte said, you can never name anyone Esav, or Lavan, or all these people, all these kinds of names. Sure, in Israel they have them. But you can never do it. Why? No, I wouldn't...
No, but he's right about the Yishmael thing. Okay, this true one. It was like, you really...
Rabbi Reisner from Brooklyn wants to ask a question. And I think he gave an answer. I don't remember what the answer was, but I think the question is better than the answer. Why is it that somebody does tshuva at the end of his life? Everybody knows this. You do tshuva at the end of your life, haba.
Menashe.
All these people. Even a guy in Brooklyn. Guy does at the end of his life he does tshuva. So shouldn't it go by like the Rov? So for 80 years the guy's a Rasha. And on his deathbed he does tshuva. Why is that fair? Then you have these guys that tzaddikim their whole lives, struggling their whole lives to do the right thing.
Maybe that's wrong with that. We have to tomorrow.
Right, so isn't that... Right? So what's up with that? Then Yishmael. But then kill Yitzchak. Okay, it's the end of life with the tshuva. So why is that right? Why is that fair? Right? Well, normally, Hashem, you do good, you get rewarded. You do bad, you get punished. Right, so the power of tshuva... The question's a good question. It's a very good question. No? What's the answer?
You just answered it.
The power of tshuva.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the answer is.
Okay, it's a very... This goes to show how powerful tshuva is, right?
Changes your time.
Punishment wants you back.
Yeah. So, that's what he talks about over here. Interesting. Okay. Chanan Omer Shnei Dvarim. Admon Omer Shiva. Chanan said two things, and Admon said seven. We're now going to do one of the two things. Number one. Mi Shahalach Lamedina Tayam. A guy goes overseas. V'ishto tovas mizonos, and the wife needs mizonos, she has something to eat. Actually, we did this already. Chanan Omer, so Chanan says, fine, we'll support her. Tishava basof, v'lo tishava betchila. And at the end of the marriage, whether the husband dies, she'll have to swear, right? What she got, what she didn't get, was her ksuva paid, was it not paid? She has, but in the beginning, she doesn't have to swear. What's she swearing for now? Nechleku alav b'nei kahanim gedolim. The b'nei kahanim gedolim argued. V'amru, and they said, no, tishavim tchilu basof. She has to swear now also. That what? That the husband didn't make some side arrangement with her. She has some other avenue to get supported. She has to swear right now also. Amr Abdosi ben Horkanas kidivrehim. Abdosi ben Horkanas said, I agree with them. And Amr B'yochanan ben Zakkai, Yafa Amar Chanan, I agree with Chanan. Lo tishava el basof. Okay?
What's that group there? The name of
of the Kohen Gadol.
Yeah, we don't have that in the story.
Right. Okay? Says the Gemara's going to be busy now. What do you mean there were two bastions? For a minute, 1 minute, Shlosha Dainai Gzelos, Hayubi Yerushalayim. There were three bastions,
judges,
that did Gzelos in Yerushalayim. Admon ben Gadai, Chanan HaMitzri, V'Chanan ben Avishalom. So first of all, Kasha Tlasa trade. First of all, it's a Kasha 3 and 2. Armish is a 2, this price is 3. And Vakasha, Gzeros a Gzelos. And it's a Kasha, Gzeros to Gzelos. Our Mishnah said two Bezdins make Gzeros. And here it says 3 make Gzelos. So the answer should be obvious. It's talking about two different things.
Yeah.
There's 2 over there and 3 over there. So it's a Kasha. How come it's not the same number? And how come it's not the same thing? So, right? But the Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara doesn't give that answer. So the Gemara says, Bishloma, Tlas, Atrein, Lokasha. No, 3 and 2 is not Akasha. You know why? The Chashiv Le Katani, the Lokashiv Le Lokatani. No, we didn't mention. It's in Echanami, there were 3. There were 3. Why did we mention the third one? Because the third one didn't rate. It didn't rate. Well, I mentioned that one.
Why?
It didn't rate. It's a Lokashiv.
The third one is a tiebreaker.
No, I told you. It must mean Bezdin's. Can't mean individual people, because right means bezdins. So the third bezdin was not a chashuv a bezdin. It was low chashuv. The Gemara says that low chashuv, low katani. El gzeros agzelos kasha, but it's still a kasha. How can the Mishnah called it gzeros and here it says gzelos? So Amar of Nachman Ben Yitzchak, show you goes when gzeros al gzelos. No, they meant gzeros on gzela. That's what they did. Why? Because Tanya. Kitma Natiya. How do they translate Kitma Natiya? If the animal damaged a young tree, right? If it severed a young tree, so Rabbi Yossi Omer Gozrei Gzeros B'Yerushalayim Omer. Those that made Gzeros in Yerushalayim said Natiya Bas Shnasa Shtei Kesef. If it's 2 years old, the sapling it has to be 2. Bas Shtei Shana. If it's 2 years old, Arba Kesef. It has to be 4. And I think the pshat is. Yeah, that they made some kind of. That's a gzera, obviously. Next. Viraminu. Another question. Shalosha, Dine, Gzeros.
It's amazing that such a minor nothing. Even merits that.
I know. It's amazing, no? Shalosha, Dine. I know. It's amazing.
I don't understand.
Shalosha, Dine, Gzeros, Hayyubi, Yerushalayim. There were three judges of Gzeros in Yerushalayim. Admon, Chanan, Venachem. Another 3. Not 2. 3 again. You know, 2 of the names are the same. Admon and Chanan are the same. Which is why the Gemara didn't want to say, oh, it's 2 different things. It's obviously not 2 different things. So, Amar of Papa, Man, Tana, Nachem. Well, who came up with this third person, Nachem? Who's that? That was Reb Nosson, he. That's a Das Yachid Reb Nosson. The Tanya. Reb Nosson Omer, Af Nachem Amadai, Migoz Reg Zeros, Sher B'Yerushalayim Hayu. He was also a Bezdin over there. The Chacham didn't agree with him. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't mention him. Suleka, that's it. V'amr of Pinchas. If Pinchas said, Amr of Oshia, in the name of Oshia, Shalosh Meos, 300, V'tishim V'arba, and 94, Bate Dinim Hayu B'Yerushalayim. There were 394 Bezdins in Yerushalayim.
Courts.
Does the article say where this number 394 came from? Because he says over here that the Ben Yoyada has a secret what that number means. But I didn't see what the Ben Yoyada said. Does the article say anything?
This is a Bezdin of 23?
Yeah.
Or 3, which one?
No, 23.
Oh, 23.
Yeah. That's what Rashi says.
It says only 3 courts of this size sat in Jerusalem.
So there's 394 of them. And by the way, get more. And there were 394 Bezdins. Kinegdon, Bate Knisios. Corresponding to 394 shuls,
So
Rashi
says, you go back and say three judges, it's not three
bezins. Rashi says, 23.
No, they say it's a corrupt Rashi.
Oh, corrupt Rashi, okay. Corrupt Rashi. And even if not, in 394, three judge bezins? That makes sense? Knegdon Bate Knesios. And there were 394 shuls in Yerushalayim. That makes sense? It's a lot of shuls. Knegdon Bate Midrashos. 394 yeshivas. Knegdon Bate Midrash, not yeshiva. Rashi says Bate Medrash is to learn Mishnah and Talmud, the yeshiva. And when then, and Knegdon Bate Sofrim, right? Which is a, Rashi says, Lama Tinokos, like a kindergarten. You want to call it that? Elementary school, whatever you want to call it. Children, for yeshivas, for children, as opposed to Bate Medrash for older boys. Okay?
Then
what would it be asking a question for? The question wouldn't make sense if it's not at the same time. Right. If it's not at the same time, the question wouldn't make sense. You told me there's three, there's another 394. Right? Anyway, the Gemara answers, they got in two Vahava. Now there are a lot more judges. Well, of course, plenty. Kikamrin and goes make zeros come in. No, we're talking about the ones who make zeros. Yeah, you wanted to settle a lawsuit?
Civil
lawsuit? 100%. You can have as many as you want. We're talking about the ones that will make zeros. Not everybody can make a zera. Okay. Amar Ruda Amar of Asi. Goes make zeros by Yerushalayim. The ones who make zeros in Yerushalayim. Hayunotun Schar Tisha Vitesha Mana. They got Schar 99 Mana. Mitrumas Halishka. From the Trumas Halishka. That's interesting. Tomorrow's daf is all about taking who got paid from the Trumas Halishka. Everyone gave a Masna Shekel. It sat in the base of Mikdash, and they used it for the Karbanos. What else did they use it for? They paid the judges. Tomorrow they're going to pay the Kahal. They're going to pay so many people tomorrow. That's what it says. Now, not only that, Lo Ratzu, if they didn't want, Mosifin Lahen. Which makes it sound like that, I'm not taking kind of small money. Okay, we'll give you more. So the Gemara says, Lo Ratzu? They didn't want to take it? What? Atu Barishia Skirin? Who are we talking about? Ella, no, what it meant was, Lo Safku, it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. Afal Pi Shalo Ratzu, even though they said it's fine, good enough, we don't want more. No, Mosifin Alein, we would add on more. Okay.
You gotta make a living.
Correct.
But these are people who right before the Churban, they weren't.
There was a churban because there was sin on Shechinam.
Right.
That's exactly the point, right? Everyone was a lot of lawsuits. Everybody was suing each other. Exactly.
Well, that's
not. It's not a tzaddik. What he means to say is you can know a lot. That's what he means to say. You can know a lot. Right. You can know a lot, but you don't have any ava for Klal Yisrael, right? So you have a lot of lawsuits if that happens. Karna have shakel istaria mizakai v'istaria michayev v'doyin lahendina. Karna would take a fee from the plaintiff. He would take a fee from the defendant, and then he would make a judgment. Then he would make a lawsuit. Okay, aye v'hechi avra. How can you do that? Foksif, it says v'ashochel lo tika. Now they take bribery. You want to tell him, but he took from both sides. That's if you only take from one side. You I'm charging. Him, I'm not charging. That's terrible. Dilma asilan tule, because you might tip your judgment. But Dina Karna, Badina Zuludina. Karna, given the shakal mitarvayu, lo asilan tuludina. How can he tip the judgment? He got paid from both of them. So the Gemara says, V'chi lo asilan tuli dina mishari. Well, that's mutter. Even if you don't tip the judgment, that's mutter. For Tanya, but we learned. For Shochel Lotikach, Matamud Lo. No. Your mind. If you only get paid from one side,
if you take one side
and not the other side,
it's bribery.
You're going to lean toward that person.
It's bribery.
So now we said he took from both sides, and now it's better. It's not better. Why is it not better? Because it says in the Torah, "Shogach lo sichad." Don't take shochad. Matam alone. What does that mean? Im lalamei shelo lazakai v'sazakai v'loshchai v'sazakai doesn't mean to judge wrong, right? That's obvious. Harik for nemer it says losata mishpat. Don't judge wrong. Ella afil zakai v'sazakai lachai v'sazakai. Even to do the right judgment, that's also wrong. It's also not allowed. Amr tovah shochad lo tikach. Even if you can do the right thing, so I can take money from both of them. So the Gemara says no. Hani mili heichad shakal b'taras shochad. You know when it's a problem? When you tell people, pay up. Karna b'taras agwa havi shakal. Karna took it as a salary. The guy's entitled to make a living. Right? He's entitled to make a living. So therefore, he could be doing something else. He could be doing something else.
So it's not
taking a b'taras shochad. Right, right. I want you to pay me because I'm a dying. I want you to pay me because otherwise I can go mow someone's lawn.
Isn't that the definition if he takes the exact same amount from both sides?
What?
So there's it takes the exact same amount from both sides.
Right.
And it shouldn't be any problem at all.
So we said it's still a problem. Because the problem was, it doesn't matter you're taking it from both sides. It's still improper. So he says, you're right, it is improper. But I'm only taking it because I could be doing something else. So the world needs Zayana.
Why do you take one ister?
What?
Take
now the Gemara is going to ask, it's still not allowed. Ubatoras Agra Mishar, that's allowed? What kind of answer is that? For Vatnamba we learned, Hanot El Schar Ladun. Don't betail him. You get a salary for judging, it's bottle. So the Gemara says, Hani mili agar dina. No. You know when it's bottle? It's bottle when you get a salary for being a judge. That's bottle. Not allowed to get paid. I am getting paid from both sides. I am getting paid as a salary. It doesn't make a difference. It's all no good. Here, karna agar betaila hu shakal. He took money in the alternative of doing something else. That's different. That's the same hetter to pay a Rebbe. The reason I'm paying a Rebbe is because otherwise he would be doing something else. I'm not paying him to be a Rebbe. I'm not paying him to be a Dayan. I'm paying him not to mow someone's lawn. That's a different story. Now, the Agavatei of Mishal, is that even mutter? Even that, such a loophole like that? Is that mutter? For Tanya, Mechur HaDayan Shnato Eschai Lodun. It's a Mechur, it's a disgusting thing. If a guy takes money to be a judge, alright, Elo Shadinei Amdin. Eli, but it's a valid judgment. The Hechi Dami, what's the case? Where we say it's disgusting, but it's valid. Ilema agardina din agardina dino din, and then he gets paid for it. That's his mamash salary for Tanya. Harotas chaladun dina betelit. That's no good. That's not a valid judgment. So what? Where is a case where it's disgusting, but it's valid? It must be elala. It must be agar betela. It must be the payment that he should be doing something else. Fekatani mechur adayin. And we say it's disgusting. So Karna, the great Karna, is going to do something that's disgusting? Can't be. Doesn't make sense. So the Gemara answers, Hani Mili. No. That's talking about Betela Delo Muchacha. We didn't know that. We didn't know that he could be doing something else. If we knew he'd be doing that's disgusting. A Dayan shouldn't do that. However, Karna, Betela De Muchacha Hu Shakel. Everybody knew that Karna has another job. He's giving up his other job to come be a Dayan. Right? He had another job. You hear this? He had a job. He's giving up his job to be a Dayan. That's your letter to pay him for his lost day of work. Right? Tahavi Tahi Ba'ambra Dechamra. He was busy with something with the wine.
He smelled
wine for a living. Give him money for that. So you have to give him the money that he shouldn't lose his day of work over there. Kihad Ravuna, just like Ravuna. Kihavi Asilidena Klikame. When people came to him to be a judge, Amalu, he would say, Havli Gavret, I need another guy. If you find me another guy, the Dolili Bechikai, that can go take over my job. What job is that?
Irrigating water.
To be busy with the irrigation in the field, I need another guy to do that. Then my boss is not going to let me take a day off to be a Dayan. I have to get a replacement guy. All right, we'll pay for the replacement guy. Right? No one could be a judge like a Huna. Right? V'adun L'chudina, then I can be a judge for you. Amar Ravavo, Bo Ru'u, Kama simuyos enon shel makabli shochad. Look how
blind are the eyes
of those who take shochad. Why? Adam chash be'enav. A guy has a headache. He has eyes bothering him. Nos and mamon l'rofe. He goes to the doctor to pay a doctor fee. Suffolk misrape, suffolk enemies. No, it's not a guarantee that you're going to get better. It's not a guarantee. Right? Hopefully, right? Vehain, Nolan, Shavapruta. This guy takes the Shavapruta. A tiny the guy, Shavapruta, to be a briber, to get take a bribe, who misanded in him and a little blind him. Shinema like it, and I'll still do it. Shinema like it says, Keshochad Yavr Pitchim. You hear that? Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Keshochad Yavr Enechachamim. It says that a Shochad will blind even a Chacham. So Kalvachomer, a little tipshim. So for sure, a stupid guy, right? And Vithalif Divri Tzadikim. So it's gonna blind the eyes of a tzaddik. So kavachomel or rishayim. So for sure it's gonna blind the eye of a Russia. But that kavachomel doesn't make any sense. Who's gonna hire a Russia to be a dayan? Who's gonna hire a tipish to be a dayan? It doesn't make any sense. So midei tipshim for rishayim the beit din inu. Who put them? Who's gonna put them in a bezdin? Ella rather, it doesn't make any sense. Hachi kama. Here's what it means. Ki ashochad ya'aver eni chachamim. Shochad will blind the eyes of a chacham. Afilu chacham gadol. Even if you're a big man, you're a good man. V'lokech shochad, you take shochad. Eino niftar min ha'olam b'lo b'simu yizalev. You won't leave this world, and your heart already got blind. V'yisalev divrei tzadikim. Afilu tzadik gomer. Even a tzadik gomer. V'lokech shochad, and you take the bribe. Eino niftar min ha'olam b'lo tirif das. It's not going to affect his it's not going to, it's impossible that it won't affect him. Kiyosu Rav Dimi, Amar, Darsh Rav Nachman Bar Cohen. Rav Nachman Bar, what kind of name is Rav Nachman Bar Cohen? Rav Nachman Bar Cohen said, you heard that? Rav Nachman Bar Cohen, Ma'ad Dechziv, it said,
worst names.
What?
I've seen the worst names.
Melech Bamishpad Yamed Aret Ve'ish Trumos Yahar Sena. What does that mean? That means, Im Domel Dayan Lamelech. If the judge treats himself like a king, what does that mean? De eino tzarech l'kulam. He doesn't need anybody. He's the king. He doesn't need other people. Then yamod aretz. Then the earth will stand. V'yim doma la kohen. But if he makes himself like a kohen, what does that mean, like a kohen? Shemachzir al gronos. It's going with his hand out all places. Right? Sticking his hand out, this judge does like that. Then yahar sena. Then the earth will be destroyed. Okay. Amar Rabba bar Rav Shila. Now we're going to see the extremes that a judge has to go to. Hi, Dinah, you have a judge. Dishal Sheilta, he borrows things. Pasul lemei dandina, he can't be a judge. You hear this?
From who?
From the neighbor.
Can't borrow from the neighbor,
then be a judge. Why? Because it was you have an improper relationship with that person to be a judge.
For that case,
to this guy. To be impartial. You can't be impartial. But v'lo amaran el delesle lashule. That's only true if there's nothing to lend back to the guy. But if you lend to him and he lends to you, you borrow sugar from him and then the wife borrows the coffee from you, that's okay. It's not improper, nothing improper about that.
You have a nice relationship as opposed to the other party, we have no relationship. I mean, it's still a preferential treatment to that one. Even though it's back and forth, you don't have any relationship with the other guy. But listen to this.
Ain't, is that true? V'harava shayel she'ilta midebe bar marion. But he borrowed stuff from Bar Marion. Afagav delo shailimina. Even though he never lent him, he doesn't have to lend the guy.
So,
what? Oh, exactly. So going into Hasam laach shivinhu hu deboy. Rava did that to make the guy feel important. Rava's at my door. Rava wants to borrow sugar from me. Wow. I thought Rava did that. Rava needs his sugar. Rava needs sugar. So now you say, well, that's even more wrong, right? It's even more wrong, right? So that guy's got now preferential treatment. Hard to say that, right?
Yeah. Well, so what I'm saying is, you have a previous relationship with that litigant as opposed to no relationship with the other guy. So you're in theory partial to that.
You're allowed to say hello to somebody.
Hello.
We're gonna have all these stories now where you can't even say hello. I hear what you're saying. It's a good question. I'm not sure I have an answer. Amar Rava, my time of the shochada. What's the reason for shochad? That's obvious, right? So Rashi says in the first to last wide line, Loma Isser Litlo Lazakos Esazakai. Why can't you take a bribe if you're going to do the right thing? What's wrong with that? What? What's wrong with that? I did the right thing. The guy's supposed to win, he's going to win. So he paid me a fort, so it's a difference. What's wrong with that? So you know why? I'll tell you what's wrong with it. Kiva de Kibble Shochada. Once you get Shochad, Bine Akrivele Daitele Gabe. You become sort of like his his you're the same mind frame as him. You become like him. You never see a flaw in yourself, so you just can't judge. In other words, if you judge fairly, it's just okay. It was a coincidence. You happen to judge right. My shochad. You know what that means? It means shehu chad. You and the litigant are the same. That's shochad. Shehu chad. Amar of Papa lo lidon inish dina leman derachem le v'lo leman desani le. You can't judge for anybody who you like and anybody who you don't like. You like the guy, you're not going to see any flaws. You don't like the guy, you're not going to, right? The guy you don't like, you can't do anything right. Right? So you can't judge him. What? Exactly. Amar Abaya, this Gemara is a little different. I'm not sure what he means by this. Haitzur from Erebanon, Atamachacham, Demarachman Le, B'nai Masa, that the townspeople like, you know, a guy, maybe, I would say it means like a rabbi. They don't like him because he's a good man. That's not why they like him. He never gives the mussar. Right? They like a rabbi like that. Doesn't say anything. Right? You hear such a word? They like that guy. What? No. That I got. Rava's now. Amar Rava. So now Rava says, not arguing, but says, Mireish in the beginning, Havamina. Right? Rava came from Mechuza. So Rava said at the beginning of his career, he said, Hani b'nei Mechuza. Kulu rachmili. Everybody in Mechuzah liked me. Kivan dahave dina. Since that one day I became a judge, amina minayhu sanili, uminayhu rachmili. Some people hate me. Some people like me. But the ones that win like me. The ones that lose hate me. Kivan dechazoi. But then I saw the man de mechayiv lehaidna kazachi lemachar. The guy who lost today wins tomorrow. And yet some people still like me. Some people still hate me. But not everyone. Not everyone always loses. Not everyone always wins. I mean, I said, Imarachim kulu rachmili, imisana kulu sanali. Some people are always going to like me, and some people are always going to hate me. Right? That's the way people are. Just don't like me, some like me, and some don't like me. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Veshochad lo sikach. Ein atzorach lomar, shochad mamon, not only money, el afilu shochad dvarim nami asr. Even shochad of words, it's also asr. It doesn't say beta. Beta is the lashon of money. This is not interest. We say, oh, you can't say thank you when a guy lends you money because it's interest. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about a diet. How is the shochad a dvarim? So, Kiyad the Shmuel, listen to these stories. Shmuel have Avra b'Mabra. He was going on a bridge, on a boat. A boat.
Crossing a bridge.
Also, Gavra, he met a guy. Yav le yada. So, Shmuel extended his hand, helped the guy on the bridge. Like, what are you doing? I never saw you before on this bridge. So Amalei, Dina Isli, I have a judgment. I have to go to a court. So Amalei, Pasil Nachadina, I can't judge for you. I'm ready to puzzle for you. Amema have Yosef. Amema was sitting there for Kadda and Dina. He was judging. Parach Gadfa Areshe. A feather came on his face. So Asa who got for Shakle. A guy came to remove the feather from his face. Amalei, my Vidatach. What are you doing here? Who are you? Amalei, Dina Isli, I have a judgment. Amalei, Pasil Nalach Ladina, I can't judge you. You hear that? Marukva have a shadi ruka kamei. Marukva was walking and there was like some spit in the street in front of him. Also, Gavra Kasi. A guy came and he covered it up. Amalei, Mayavinatach. Well, who are you? Amalei, Dina Isli, I have a judgment. Pasil Nalach Ladina, I can't judge for you anymore. You did a favor for me. How does this square with the bar with the sugar from the neighbor? Not 100% sure. I'm not going to try to reconcile that. Right? Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi havi ragel arise. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi had a sharecropper. The havi maisi le kol ma'ale shabza kanfa de peri. Every Friday, he would bring him a basket of fruit. Yom achad, one day isolated the heichav. He brought it on Thursday. So amalei, maishna, how can you bring it on Thursday? So amalei, so he tells him, dina isli, I have a judgment with you. I have a court case with you. Right? Thursday is a court day. Tamina, I said, Agavurcha, Isli Lamar. I'll bring it now. Why should I come back again tomorrow? I'm here anyway. Might as well bring you the bride now. Why should I wait till tomorrow? Right, so Amalei, the low compliment, he wouldn't take it. Amalei, Pasil Lachadina, I can't judge for you now.
Would he have judged if he gave him the next day?
I don't know. Because then he could say it's like a neighbor. Osif Zuza, listen to this Gemara, listen to this story. Osif Zuza, Osef Zuza, the Rabbanon. So he brings a pair of Rabbanon, the Kadainen Lay, to judge. He couldn't judge anymore. He's biased. So he brought a pair. You judge the case. And Bahazdika Azil, as he's walking out, this is Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Va'asi Amar, Iboy Tain Hachi, V'Iboy Tain Hachi. If he's going to tie it like this, he'll tie it like this, like he's already in his mind favoring his friend. He's not the diet, but he's already can't help it. So I hope he ties it like this, I hope he ties it like this. Amar, he said, Tifach Nashim al Mashal Makal B'Shochad. Look at the tragedy of those that are take shochad. I didn't even take it. Vim natalti, shli natalti. And if I took it, so then I would take it. Kach mekabli shochad, alachas kama v'kama. So imagine
fruit.
It, what?
Talking about the fruit.
Yeah. And imagine if I took it. How can I be impartial? I don't even take it, and I'm not even there, and I'm already thinking, ooh, I would tie it like this for him. And it's same story. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Elisha, I see Le'ahu Gav for a racious agate. They brought for Rishol Bar Elisha racious agaze. Amalei mehechaat, right? Racious agaze. And just my cousin just told me the following word about racious agaze. Interesting. It's the only. I think it's true. He told me it's the only. The Sefer Chassidim says it's the only manas kahuna that's not food. There are 24 manas kahuna. 23 of them are food. This is the only one that's not food because they have to have what to wear. They give them wool. They go make clothing for themselves. Right?
The
orange belts. Oh, is that a manas kahuna?
Right.
I didn't go through all 24.
No,
some of it is not true. Some of it is money. By a pigeon, a band, it's money.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, Amalei Midon Plach, I'm from such and such a place. Umehasam Lahacha, what? Lohavi Kohen Lemesevlai? What, from there to here, there's no other Kohen. I'm the only Kohen in the whole United States. He came from California to New York. I'm the only Kohen in the whole United States. You have to come over here to give me rations against? So Amalei, no. Dina Isli, I have a judgment with you. I have a court case. Vahamina, Agavurke, Isli Lamar. Well, I'm coming anyway. I might as well bring you the rations against. So Amalei, Pasul Lachadina, I can't judge for you. Lo Kibel Mine, he wouldn't take it. Same story. Vahosiv Le Zuga de Rabbanan. And so he set up a pair of rabbanim to hear the case. V'kai daini lei b'hadi d'ka'azel. Yeah, v'kai daini lei. They wouldn't judge for him. B'hadi d'ka'azel asiv amar iboy ton hachi iboy ton hachi. And while he's not in the court case, he's thinking, ooh, I would time like this for him. I would get time like this for him. He's already partial, right? Amar, he said, tifach nafshon shal makal b'shochad. Look how terrible it is, shochad. Ma ani shlo natalti. I didn't take it. V'im natalti, shli natalti. I'm not sure what that means. V'im natalti, shli natalti. Right? And if I took it, right?
It was mine already.
Because I'm a Kohen. Oh. Right? It's mine already. I'm a Kohen. Nevertheless, mekabli shochad, alachas kama v'kama.
No, okay? It's due to him anyway.
It's due to him anyway, and I still didn't take it, and I still not. I can't be fair.
Right.
And last story. Rav Anan, Aisi Le'ahu Gavra, Kinta de Gildani de Bay Gili. So somebody brought Rav Anan fish from a certain place. Gili? Amalei, my vidatach. So Rav Anan said, who are you? Never saw you before. So Amalei, dynamically, I have a judgment. So he said, lo kibble me nay. Rav Anan wouldn't take it. Amalei, pasil na lach ladina. I can't judge for you. Amalei, no, you have it wrong. Dina demar lo beina. No, you weren't going to be my judge. I wasn't going to go to your courthouse. So then, oh, really? Oh, then Kabuli Kibel Mar, please take my fish. Delo pasil, delo lama anan mar me akruve bikurim, because I don't want to hold back from giving bikurim.
Who said this?
The guy. The guy said to Rav Anan, I didn't want you. I have, yes, I'm in this town to be in a court case, but not in front of you. I brought you a gift of fish. Because I want to be Mekai and Bikurim. Can't be Mekai and Bikurim for fish. So the Gemara says, what do you mean by that? The Tanya, V'ish ba mi baal shlisha. And a man came from baal shlisha. V'yavo le'ish ho'elokim. And he brought to the ish elokim. Who is the ish elokim? Elisha. Lechem Bikurim Esrim Lechem Se'orim V'karmo b'tziklono. And he brought him all the stuff. Now, V'chi Elisha ochel Bikurim have it? Could Elisha eat Bikurim? Says Rashi, why couldn't Elisha eat Bikurim? Was it a Kohen? Says Rashi, Listen to this long Rashi, the last Rashi on the page. Fahalo lo kohen haya. He wasn't a kohen. Where was he from? Shari matzinu b'divrei hayamim shenis yaches aviv al shevet gad. Elisha was from shevet gad. Dichsiv, like it says, vayani v'shafat babashan umatzinu b'mesechtas psachim be'elu dvarim the shafat the high kra who aviv shel Elisha. That shafat is Elisha's father. So you see, he's from gad.
Not a kohen.
So what does he mean bikurim? The answer is meant to give. Now, by the way, Tosfos says over here, look at Tosfos. Ain't Tzarech Lidcho Kippur Shekoshet. You don't have to say all that like Rashi said. You can even say he was a Kohen. But you know what? He wasn't in Yerushalayim.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have to be in Yerushalayim to be Kurim. That was the ha. Right? Now, was he from Shevet, was he a Kohen or not? I don't know. Rashi says he wasn't.
You bring it to Har HaBayis.
Exactly. Exactly. So what are they doing? So he couldn't, so right? Ela lo malach kol ha-mevi doro l'tamal chacham. If you bring a present to a tamal chacham, ki'ilu makriv bikurim. It's as if you brought bikurim. That's all. That's just an idea. Amalei, oh, kebuli lo be'inan de'ikabel. I didn't want to take it. Hashta damartali taima. Now that you told me the reason, mekabilna, I will take it.
What does that do with shochat?
What?
There's nothing with shochat.
That's why he took it. Exactly. It doesn't do with shochat. He thought, he's like, what are you doing in town? I'm here for a court case. Oh, I can't take it from you. No, not your court case. Not by you. I'm going down the block. I brought you a gift because you didn't go to Ladar. Why am I going down the block? Whatever reason. Right? That, okay, fine. Now, if that's the case, I'll take it.
Yes, what's the chiddush? Of course it isn't.
What?
What's the
chiddush?
Not shochat.
What's the connection to shochat? Is Stami
the
story?
Well, no. To show you that Ravana was very careful. And then when he explained, oh, if that's the case, it's like giving a present to a Talmud Chacham, it's like giving Bikurim, I'll accept it from you, I'll do you the Taiva. And by the way, the story goes on. The story goes on, very interesting, about Eliyahu HaNavi. But we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow on that very, very interesting story.
Tomorrow early, 6:45.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll be starting the daf at 6 o'clock.
Tell George.
In honor of Rosh Chodesh.
George, 6 o'clock.
Why can't I stop? Mm-hmm.
What did you find it?